I've got a surprise for all you guys. I've done it. You ready? I've done it. Do you want to guess what I've done?
What have you done?
Wait, somebody said no.
Yeah, that was me.
What have you done?
Oh, fuck.
I guess I won't tell them.
What have you done?
Change to my
bum, 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 bum. I memorized the first bit of our opening. That's all I need now.
Just in time for the next season.
Just in time for the next anime. Guys, it's filler time.
Filler, filler, filler.
We did it.
We did it.
We finished another season. Crazy, I know.
Welcome to the after party.
Welcome to the afterlife. You've died.
The cleanup.
What?
This isn't Dark Souls, but why did... What?
No, it's the cleanup after the fact.
So, welcome everyone to our first filler between season 3 and season 4. How are you guys doing? This is like a more chillaxed episode. Yeah. How are you guys feeling?
I got passed by a hearse today.
Oh, so maybe you did die.
Did you look inside and see your own face?
I looked, I saw me. I slowed down, I kept driving. No, not today.
I'm pretty good, I think.
That's pretty good,
I haven't asked
I guess.
Myself yet. Hey, how you doing? I'm pretty good, I think. It's just an endless loop, just like, never mind, we haven't watched the show yet.
Endless 8?
No.
Okay.
Not like that.
But welcome to our, I guess, annual, a little bit longer than annual because our seasons finish and then we take a couple weeks off doing these, but our annual season review for season 3.
Hey man, who would have thought the reviewers would review their own reviews?
Guys, man, this podcast fucking sucked. 1 out of 5. Shoot, out of here.
This is a podcast. This podcast doesn't do anything.
Every episode's over 2 hours.
I can't believe
actually,
it.
Actually, no, most of ours are not 2 hours. If I
yeah, well,
only the big ones like we had Haruhi was like 2 hours, One Piece was 2 hours, like JoJo was 2 hours, like all the big names are 2 hours.
But a lot of them are close. Demon Slayer is an hour 59.
Jesus, man, how did we stringe out that
we
much?
Probably were angry.
It's true. Well, I wasn't even angry as much as it was just like, this is overhyped.
You were
still
just
fun,
you were angry
overhyped.
That it was normal.
I was because everyone was jerking off to it and being like, this is the best. Let's see, Haikyuu was over 2 hours. JoJo was definitely over 2 hours. Kekkai Sensen.
Oh, that was my fault for that
one. One Piece was an hour and 42 minutes.
I don't remember why it was that long.
2 hours and 42 minutes?
I don't remember why that was that long. Was that even a good... Well, I guess I'll listen to it again later.
I guess so, but I... Well, so whenever we do these reviews, we are awful at it. We have no format. We just... Well, I think I made a format
last year. We have
like
a rough draft.
And then I didn't look up the formula for this year. So I did a couple things different so that we can talk about some fun things and do like that. So first, I asked everyone here on the podcast to look up and think back on some of the episodes and what did you think was like your favorite, what stood out to you the most, things like that. So, Garb, how about you? What do you remember?
Well, the one that we've probably quoted the most is Haruhi.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely one of the ones I think of the most. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, any chance to talk about Berserk. And, you know, there was a couple welcome surprises in there.
Welcome Amiibo.
Yeah. What was it?
I own
Pork Rind. That was good.
Hey, did we just saw that one yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Stone, I hadn't seen Dr. Stone before that, and it was nice to get to watch that, and it turned out to be so damn good. It was nice to finally watch a bunch of Sailor Moon. I really like Madoka Magica. I know that one's controversial for the three of us.
Controversial? The three of us? What do you mean?
Right? But that was a good one. I really enjoyed that show. Toradora, another good one too. And Death Parade. Another
controversial.
Nice and short. Ugh. And I had never heard of anything. And like that was brand new. And
why wouldn't you never heard of anything? What do you mean? What about us? Know about us. You've heard of us.
Who?
Who?
Where am I?
Yeah, he took off his glasses, didn't he?
Yeah. I can't have my headphones and my glasses on. Come on now.
I see.
One thing at a time.
One piece at a time.
It's true.
So about y'all?
But Pino, what about you, Pino?
We had a lot of interesting ones this season. I'm surprised on how diverse most of them were, which was cool. Because like we had a lot of like shonen, we had a lot of like slice of lives, we had a lot of classics, some old ones, and some very obscure ones. But what we did have, which we've said time and time again, we've had a lot of Kyo anime shows on this particular season. So we can dedicate this one as
two?
No, we had Beyond the Boundary, right? That was Kyo.
Oh, and we had Haruhi.
Yeah, Haruhi, okay, and then so we had three. I mean, like that's a good number.
Well, hey. That's literally my goal, though, to get through all of the Kyo Annie.
Dude, you said four content. For next season? Because season four?
We're just increasing slowly. Well, because in season one, we watched... wasn't Kyo?
We're about to become Cap, dude. The Kyo anime podcast.
I'm okay with that. We watched Dragon Maid, I think was the only...
No, wasn't Nichijou?
Oh, and then we watched Nichijou, too. So it was two... And then season two was K-On!, Silent Voice. Code Goose is not one.
I would love two again, a Kyo Annie produced bumped it. Code Geese.
With their long bodies.
We do need to do that. But yeah, Kyo Annie definitely had a presence. You're welcome. Anything else, Pino?
I mean, no, a lot of them were very fun. A lot of them I have some fond memories of. Some of them I have no memories of, but that's probably... That's true. I don't have to just run out of RAM at this point. but no, they were all very... I don't know. They all felt distinctly different from our previous seasons, minus the end of the greatest series on our show, Bobobo.
That was the thing when I was looking through all of our episodes. I'm like, oh, man, what shows... like really stood out to me, and I'm like, Bobobo,
we're leaving it behind.
That's it. We finished it.
Exactly. Well,
isn't that crazy?
Is there really there's no more Bobobo.
There's no more.
We demand. We need to will a Bobobo movie into existence or something, because this cannot be it. We have to talk about Bobobo.
I would absolutely love for like a Bobobo. Like just random like OVA or movie or something, but for right now, it's over. let's see. I wrote down some things. Haruhi, as you said before, really loved that. Death Parade. I'm really glad that we finally got to watch it, or I'm finally glad that you guys got to watch it, because I was like, "Fuck you! You need to watch this." We talked before about my controversies with Madoka. With a little bit of Toradora, not as much, because I still think I gave that a 4. No, I gave it a 3.8. Still very close to a 4. And then Flowers of Evil, obviously. I don't know if anyone actually watched Flowers of Evil.
The best anime we watched this season, I'm not going
to
lie. I know.
Are you willing to die on that hill?
What did we watch?
To stake your claim
despite me giving against Death Parade Dr. almost
Stone,
a 5?
Grand Blue... Haikyuu, ReZero,
dude, hell Berserk, yeah, let's
JoJo's
go,
Part 3, Bobobo, Sailor Moon, Vinland Saga, One Piece.
Shoot, what is One Piece? I ain't no One Piece boy.
I'm just saying, that's a very bizarre place to plant your flag.
Bro, I'm going to say that's the most unique show we saw this season.
Yeah. So, a fun fact, the Flowers of Evil episode was the first episode of the podcast my mom listened to.
Wow.
Oh, why did she pick wild. That one?
Because that was just the week. That was the newest one that week.
That's
man,
wild.
I feel sorry for her. She heard me get very angry.
Dude, well, she heard me try to chill out. No, actually, I think I got angry too.
You did definitely tell me to chill out in that episode, and it only made me more upset.
I had that effect on people when I tell people to chill.
And that show too, like, I don't know, it probably cursed you.
Oh, it cursed me forever. Let's see. Sailor Moon, we talked about a little bit. Really loved Sailor Moon. Really glad we got to watch that. Vinland as well. Super fantastic. I'm really hoping for a new season from Wit.
Farmland Saga, let's go.
Okay. And then also
Farmland.
One other Don't thing. Very I can do whatever the hell I want. Recently, within the last couple of episodes, we've had some really good ones. Like ReZero. Season 1, highly recommend. Haikyuu, my favorite show of all time. We had Dr. Stone.
I can't believe you're just going to shaft Grand Blue like that.
I am going to because it's not as good as the other three.
We'll bring it up. You and me, Garv, let's bring it up right now.
No, dude. Grand Blue's fucking hilarious.
Dude, you want a screwdriver, dude?
That was... Okay, I will admit that... I think that was the funniest thing that I watched, one scene, except for maybe Bobo.
Man, you said it yourself in the episode. You said, this is the quintessential college experience. You join a club and you end up drinking.
No. I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just saying that some of the comedy didn't hit, especially with the gross friends.
Gotcha.
Because I hated them. They were the worst part of that show. If they weren't there, I probably would have given it a higher ranking, but every time they showed up, I was just like, yuck, this is the worst. But yeah, I feel like overall, a very solid season. I feel like it's our best so far, which I hope it would. It would be kind of weird for season 2 to be our peak. What are we, The Simpsons?
Dude, Love Live episode 2 was the peak, dude.
What?
Our second time watching. That was...
You mean Love Live Sunshine?
Yeah, that was our peak, dude.
It's true. That is our most listened to on our, or at least our audio format.
Yeah.
I actually haven't looked over stats.
I'm surprised Bobo has that many views. What the hell? What the hell? I'm looking at YouTube.
Well, so I've actually done some research, and this is some of the things that I really discovered, is that a lot of the lesser known anime that we watch usually get more views on YouTube.
Hey man, because there's no videos.
The express reason that no one is looking for those on you, like no one else has made stuff about it.
Yeah, exactly. That happened with one of
those. So like Interstellar is our most viewed thing on YouTube.
Hey man,
and that's why. That's why, because there's no other people talking about Interstellar really, beyond us. For that,
we'll do it again.
And then. Then obviously, when you look at things, our analytics over the past year, our top rating obviously is Demon Slayer from this season, at least over the past year. Also, No Game No Life Zero pulled in pretty chunky audience.
Oh, not bad.
Toradora, Silent Hill. Not Silent Voice was
season that was last
before,
season.
But Haruhi, Railgun, Haikyuu season 2 and 3. So we get some decent listenership. Yeah. Obviously, I will, because I lied before, I told our patrons that I will release stats. I have them all. I've literally made them all. I just need to post them. So if you want to join our Patreon, because surprise, if you haven't heard, we have a Patreon.
What?
Really? Just quickly.
Patreon?
What's a Patreon?
It's true. I want to thank Cosmos, I want to thank Cream Puff, I want to thank Jasmine, and I want to thank Sid for being our big cash money winners. I really, really appreciate that, because you give us the opportunity to do these things.
And y'all are so fun to talk to.
Yeah, y'all are some cool dudes and gals and everybody.
And non-binary pals.
Exactly.
We asked our Patreon members about the show, so we will talk about that a little bit later, so stay tuned.
That's exciting.
That. And so let's get down to some of the nitty gritty.
All right.
So obviously, I feel like this was a pretty good year. I feel like we've made some good choices.
I think we've matured in our comedy as well as in our execution.
Really?
Some more than others.
Pino wasn't.
Hey,
wasn't
wait like, a second.
Pino, wasn't it like a week ago that we were laughing at farts with reverb?
Come on.
I mean, if you like your cut, G, come on. What do you mean? You
like your cut, G? So we have this thing every season that we will go in and we can change a ranking from what we did previous. So for season three, because I think last season we changed three scores, which I think is ridiculous. Yeah. That's way too much power. We're going to be changing one. And you can move it up and down, but you really got to think about it.
Ah, that's where it comes in. That's where we have to put our brains together. And by together, I mean individually.
It's true.
So you can have my brain cell first. Who wants to start?
We trade them off. We take turns.
Exactly. That's how we formulate ideas. That's how we grow. That's how we prosper. That's how we adapt.
Mom said it's my turn on the brain.
It's my slumber party, and I get to have
the
ideas.
I get to rent the brain cells.
Oh, man. You said it's our season finale, and Charlie said we can change one episode score. Shout out to Charlie's
the mastermind behind it all. But when I was looking, at least for me, when I was looking through all my rankings, I feel like I was relatively good with my rankings. There weren't any like huge outliers for bad or worse, except for a couple, but I still feel strongly about those. So I don't.
It's tough.
I might just move Madoka Magica down because I
think fucker.
Wow. Jeez. I thought you were going to be more harmful to Flowers of Evil.
No, I gave it a 2. I think a 2 is a pretty solid ranking for that
is
show.
Is that the lowest this season?
Oh yeah. Damn. I think it's not the lowest ever because Guard gave something a 1.
Yeah, I think it wasn't Code Geass, right?
He gave Dimension W a 0.5.
Oh, right. That show.
You should have given it a Dimension W 0.5, dude.
Well, and if we're counting Pop Team Epic, that those aren't even numbers.
Pop Team Epic doesn't exist. Hey guys, this year
we didn't
forget to rank anything. Woo! We remembered to do our rankings every episode.
Wow. We can finally change that number on the board.
Go back to Durarara Part 2 if you want to see us forget to rank something. But I don't know. If anything, maybe put up something like Haruhi or Death Parade. No, you know what? I've figured it out. I'm gonna put up Vinland Saga to a 4.7.
Wow.
I feel like I still think back to that show a lot. I feel like I was a little bit harsh on it, especially on some of the 3D aspects, because I know that was one of my big sticking points.
It usually is for not just us in the show, but like for a lot of anime viewers out there.
Well,
because
you got to do it well, and I feel like they did it well, and I feel like I was just being a little bit of a prick, if I'm going to be honest with you. So I'm bringing that up to a 4.7. And that's my one move. That's my lock for today.
Is that your final dandy?
That is my final dandy.
Nice. I mean, we can go down the list. Garb, you wanna? I almost said grub, just like it's listed on our rating. Garb, you wanna go next?
Delicious grubs. It's so tough, but
yeah.
I may give Beyond Boundary a little bump up. Because as much as I like Haruhi, you know, it did have the Endless Eight.
Mm-hmm. I still think that Endless Eight is a good arc, and you guys are just weak.
Listen, it's not that it is bad, it's just that it's bad.
But I definitely feel like changing Beyond the Boundary is also a really solid move because I really do. That is
that's
also
an excellent
one of
show.
My favorites.
Yeah, well, we'll bump that up to a 4.5.
Can do. Solid all around.
Solid. Not bad.
Okay, Pino, now you can't stall anymore.
It's true. This one was probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my entire life. It was harder than changing whatever I changed last season.
You changed like four things last season.
I don't remember what I changed last season. Regardless.
Let's see. You changed, you dropped Akira to a 2.5.
You did, deservingly.
You dropped Darling in the Franxx to a 2.9.
Deservingly.
Well, yeah. And then we ranked Durarara. That's what we did.
Finally ranked Durarara.
We didn't change two. We didn't change three. We changed two, and then we gave the ones a ranking. Got so,
oops.
Yeah.
There were two shows in my radar, two that I was going to drop and one that I was going to raise. I won't mention which I was going to raise because there's no point at this point.
Well, tell us.
Do I have to?
Yes, Pino.
Do I have to?
You have to.
So I wanted to raise Tomoko Market, mostly because I feel like I was really mean to it.
You were kind of mean.
But I really liked the show. But the fact that I went back and saw that I ranked Haruhi even higher than that on a show that I really didn't like.
No, don't rank. Don't. No, wait. So you're going to reduce Haruhi instead of raising Tomoko Market up.
Well,
is that what you're going to do?
Well, yeah. That's the only logical
excuse.
That's
so mean. That's being so reductive.
Nah. Again, look. Even though we meme the crap out of Hateful Eight, no, it's not Hateful Eight. What is it called? Amazing
Filet? It's Endless Eight.
Amazing Filet. What was it? Endless Eight. There we go. Just because we meme it, and I love the meme, I love the cicadas that don't do anything for me. They're not doing anything
for
me at this time.
Her box.
Dude, I'm about to open my box on this show right now.
I know. I'm gonna be upset.
Look, I'm not gonna be as brutal as I was with Akira, because it has a lot of good points. Like, I do like the fact that, hey, you know, we get to see one era of Kyo Animation and we get to see the new one.
Baseball.
Yeah, they played a baseball. I really like the characters except for Haruhi. which kind of sucks because the show is the melancholy of Haruhi, right?
Suzumiya, yep.
But like, I don't know, man. Like, I was expecting one thing, and then it's just like, nope. But we're making a movie, and I almost I put stuff in your drink. So to be very fair, I'm gonna give it a 3.2. I'm dropping it to a 3.2 just so that I can give Tomoko Market that bit of an edge.
Pino, you know you could just
No.
Raise Tomoko Market.
The reason I don't raise it is because K-On!, which I did enjoy more than Tomoko Market because teacher.
You gave it a 3.9.
Apparently I hated it, but I liked it more.
You did hate it. So you hate all Kyo Animation.
No, I don't hate Kyo Animation.
Is what I'm learning.
I just really, really need something that actually pulls. I need to be. I'm like a fish. You need to reel me in somehow.
That's how I feel sometimes, dude.
So yeah, and again, Haruhi, you should still watch it. I just really didn't like what I saw, but everything else looked pretty nice.
Yeah,
you can just watch Endless 8 on 2x speed.
Yeah. Just watch Endless 8 two times.
Wait, why don't you just watch it 8 times? Like they always make us do it. You know?
The 64? Uh-huh. That's a whole stack in Minecraft.
Dude, I can't believe it. This has been a Minecraft podcast all this time.
I can't believe it. So next thing that I wanted to talk
about. No one asked me what other show I was going to drop, so that's good.
Well, Pino, what other show did you hate so much that you wanted to bring it down?
Well, it was Fooly Cooly.
What?
Yeah. Again, that's just
I don't hate it, Fooly Cooly.
It's a portfolio piece. It's not a show. Okay, that's all I have to
say. It's a portfolio piece. It's not a show. Upsetting to me.
I will give you that is fair.
But I'm not going to drop it. I'm not dropping it.
You better not drop it.
Because I dropped it. Because it was either I dropped that or Haruhi, and I hated Haruhi more.
Fair enough. So now for some fun stats. Now that we've changed all of our
and I probably
numbers.
Upset some of our listeners out there. So firstly,
and you've upset me.
I'll apologize to you, Chuck, because you're right
you
here with me.
Upset me personally.
Chuck, I'm sorry that you liked 8 episodes of the same thing.
Yeah, it was great. I had a really good time.
Oh man,
I always root for the underdog.
Make sure to bring your bike.
Okay. Where's your bike?
I forgot it.
Oh. So
just look. The last thing I want to say is just always root for the underdog. You know, that's what you always got to do.
Even though I'm not from there.
Exactly.
So now that we have all of our rankings swapped up, we have some fun little stats. So
put on your stat hats, everybody.
I will tell you first who was the most critical
Oh boy.
And then who was the least, or like, not most critical. How about the person who ranked the highest versus the person who ranked the lowest and the person who ranked the middlest, because there's three of us. So
everybody gets an award.
The middlest, as always, is Pino.
Me?
With an average ranking of a 4.00769.
Hey, you know I like nice. My even numbers, dude.
Pino, we were tied until we...
Until you absolutely dropped Haruhi.
I had to slam it, dude. I'm sorry.
And then for our highest ranker, this season's a little bit different. Because historically, it's been me. But this season, it's Garb.
Woohoo! It's because I rated like two things a five.
It's fair. True. You ranked like Death Parade and like what, Pork Rind?
Death Parade and Pork Rind, nice. Yeah.
And there were a bunch that were close, like Dr. Stone, Grand Blue.
Like, you enjoyed a lot of things I was surprised about. Like,
this was a really super solid season, I feel like, except for some fringe examples. And obviously, that means that I'm the lowest at a 3.985.
Nah. We just had a lot of shows. Yeah, we had a lot of shows.
No,
Chuck hated.
It's because I hated two in specific.
Dude,
if they did not exist, if you removed Flowers of Evil, and if you removed technically Heaven's Lost Property was my second lowest rating at a 2.6.
That's fair.
So let's just say instead I gave them both threes. You know, just for a relatively average score.
You would still not be the highest.
I wouldn't beat Garb, but
and then
I would
be the
close.
Most negative.
I would have beaten Pino, but this is the first time that I've really dropped the ball, I guess. I guess I was just a little bit too critical on something.
No, but we all have our tastes. We just don't know if they're bad or not.
They're great.
Mine are bad. So like, now, there's no question.
I have no taste, so that doesn't help me.
Right.
So now, one really fun thing that I like doing, because there was a discussion in the Patreon chat.
Oh boy!
About who picks the best shows.
Oh no!
And I can now say, even with all these changes, a definite answer that I picked the best shows out of all of them.
Ah, yeah.
Season one.
You pick your shows. You pick your nose. Come on.
No, season one, I had the highest average score ranking of a 4.194. The next closest was a 3.667.
That doesn't count. You pick Love Live season all three
two.
Seasons. Come on. There's no way
season
we're going
to. Season two.
It's not even
fair. I had the highest with 4.2.
Look.
The next closest was a 3.79 by Pino. And then Garb picked the worst out of all of us with a 3.37 repeating.
Woohoo!
Woo!
For season two. And now, the season that we all really care about, once again, the same average score of a 4.2 for me. I am so consistently good at picking shows. The next closest was Garb with a 3.985. And the lowest, of course, is Pino at a 3.857.
Yeah, but what about the popular vote?
Listen.
Who cares? This is the Electoral College.
Listen.
It does not matter.
Bro, but who won the popular?
Listen. Sometimes you gotta watch a little trash to appreciate the gold.
Man.
No.
That's my philosophy.
I think your philosophy is flawed because you just have bad choices.
I think all the shows are diamonds. Just some of them shine brighter than a lot of them. And some of them really,
and
really...
And some of them are Flowers of Evil.
Nah, dude. Flowers of Evil was probably the most unique show we watched this entire season.
Unique
doesn't
mean good.
Yo.
Unique does not mean good.
But unique, there's always something you need to try. And sometimes you need to have a little taste of the rigatoni before you can go back to your lasagna. Am I right?
Pino, you can't be referencing Italian food when we had 91 days.
That's why we had it. Then I had some Italian food yesterday. Did it go down well?
And Garvin and I both disliked that show as well.
Did you see? I also, well, what did I rank it again?
You gave it a 3.1.
See, I hated it just as much as I did K-On. I just happen to like a lot of gangster stuff.
It's very funny. So if anyone ever says who has the best opinions, it's obviously me. Who has the best choices, it's me.
I don't know. I mean, you
I've proven that with science.
You have like three shows that everybody already loves, and you already know it. It's Love
which
Live
ones?
Because
which ones?
Love
which
Live
ones?
Will never Fine. Be hated on. JoJo will never be hated on by any of us until it's part five. And let's
wait
see.
A sec. Wait a sec. Wait. Mm-hmm. First off, Pino, huh? JoJo ranked at an average of a 3.8.
Yeah, but no one's gonna hate it.
Well, yeah.
Exactly, because it's a good
universal
show.
Love. No, but you're making it sound like it's a universal love.
What?
But
I love that show. Aren't we the universe?
We do. But I'm just saying that I picked some stinkers.
You didn't pick any stinkers. A lot of these were good. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying that according to you guys, I picked some stinkers.
Oh, no, yeah, of course. But you we're also trying. Had some... Look, you balanced it out. You had some heavy hitters and you had some heavy misses.
It feels good though. That's
but I like picking the random ones.
I finally picked popular shows so that we could rate them high so that we can try to usurp you.
Nah, dude. Next season I can't wait to get roasted on all the shows I like.
You know what's the best? The highest ranked show at an average was Porco Rosso.
Because it's
good. Which is kind of cheating because it's a Ghibli film.
Well, out of all the Ghibli films, it's also pretty
high. I will give that to Pino. He picked the best ranked show.
No, we don't count it. But out of all the Ghibli movies, this is obviously the best because the other two were garbage. Well, no, Castle in the Sky was fun.
La puta.
You can't keep saying that. I'm going to write you up.
But yeah, they're all very different. Well, we haven't really watched any of like the really mainstream heavy hitter Ghibli films mm-hmm. yet. So I'm really excited to actually talk about those in the future.
Oh yeah, those are
interesting.
Because I haven't seen the heavy hitters in like ages. That's the thing.
They're good stuff.
I don't know if you guys remember and we talked about it probably last season. Like they used to air like a lot of them on Cartoon Network. Mm-hmm. And so like that's where I watched them all. So like and that was like 2008, 2009. So like we're 2021 right now. I can't remember anything except for the the funny little gif of the sad man going, "Oh, feels." That's all I remember right now. So I don't know if my tastes have gone down a notch or maybe I'm built different. I don't know, dude.
Who could say?
Who could say?
But yeah, so those are all the rankings and I'm really excited. Well, I think what we should do, which this is probably going to drop onto Garb because he does all the website shit. If Garb or if like we get access, because it's literally just putting in text, we could put in our rankings or like just the average ranking so that you can see which one is objectively good versus bad and what shows you should be watching.
Well, you should be watching everything on Funimation, just like it tells us every time you watch a Funimation show. It says, you should be watching.
Okay. Before we go to anywhere else, if you had to pick one show from this season to recommend to everyone, which one would you pick?
Oh, damn.
And it doesn't have to be the best show. It just has to be a show that you're like, I feel like out of everything else, you should watch this one first.
Out of what we saw this season. Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
I think that I would probably pick Dr. Stone.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I would most likely pick Vinland Saga just because that was excellent to me. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because my heart says Haikyuu just because literally that's what I do already. I already tell, like, I have gotten like double digits amount of people to watch or read Haikyuu. Like, this is like a lifelong goal for me. But to go against that, I'm going to say ReZero, even though it is like the most popular shows.
I think that's a good pick. I mean, because again, I just isekais get a bad rap like nowadays. So like,
well,
having
because a lot of them are shit.
Exactly. So like having another one in the mix that does something different and that people might enjoy more than the others, I think that's a solid choice.
I'm still surprised that you liked it so much.
Yeah.
Well, me too. Fucking me too, because I watched the first couple
episodes. I saw you got your pins the other day. I was like, hey, my boy.
Literally, if you want to know how much I love ReZero now, I pre-ordered the game on Switch just so I could get some pins.
Man. And you know it's fully voice acted, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Both English and Japanese.
Shoot, so. Stream it.
but for ReZero, whenever I would see people talk about it, people would do one thing. They'd say Rem is best girl. That's it. Wooga.
That's true.
And I'm like, wow. There's so much more to this fucking show. It's like that. It's like that image of the dude looking at something and then the other thing going over his head. It's like the wow, cool maid show, and it's just like death is a concept. Like you'll, it's just there's so much more than maids in ReZero. So I would really recommend you watch that. It's a little bit rough in the middle of the season and at the beginning, but the payoff's worth it. And season two is, I'd say, exponentially better than season one. I've really been enjoying it. Nice. So that's it for our ratings and some shows. I quickly wanted to go through some openings and endings that I really loved this season. I limited myself to 5 because if I didn't, I would be talking about like 20.
You'd probably talk about like, 20 of them.
Because there's like legitimately this season was super good for openings. Even shows that I, you know, was not really vibing with, there are still some banging openings and endings. Like Toradora, even, you know, I liked it well enough. The biggest thing I think was like Madoka Magica. I despise that show. That show is way overhyped and not great, but the opening, banger. Unobjectively, it's a banger. But, let's go through a couple, shall we?
No.
And you guys can tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong, okay?
No.
First, I'm gonna go with the old classic Haikyuu Season 2 Opening 2, Fly High. It's my favorite Haikyuu opening, so I just had to mention it here. It does. It's that's it.
No arguments. Like, no arguments. 100%. You're right. That one's 100%.
It's so pretty. It's so good. It shows all the characters. It's great.
It wants me to fly high, dude.
It's true.
It makes me, a short person, feel like I matter.
It's true. Next one. Hekai Sensen's first ending, Sugar Song to Bitter Step. It's like the most iconic ending of all time.
100%. Because there's so many fan edits, I really can't 100. Argue. I mean, you're going to pick all the good ones, so I can't really argue. Well,
yeah, this is my whole shtick. I gotta
no one's
going to
be negative
ones.
At this point. You're 100% right. I can't even argue it.
this next one is probably the most quote-unquote controversial, even though it won't be controversial for this crowd, is One Piece Ending 5.
You son of a bitch. I'm just kidding. Nah.
Which is... where is it? Before Dawn. Specifically the dubbed version.
Dude, dub slaps, dude.
I loved that dub version. It is so fun. It is 100% what One Piece is to me. It is just a bunch of friends having a great time doing doofy shit together. Exactly. And then you get to see all the boosters from One Piece Treasure Cruise in this ending.
Dude,
so
the
I
penguins,
said, wow.
Dude? Of course.
Yeah, I see the penguins and I'm like, wow.
Wow, I eat you. For breakfast.
Wow, I use you to evolve.
Man,
but
I love that song.
I truly love this ending. It's so good.
Man, if only One Piece did endings, you know?
It's kind of sad.
We'll get there. Don't worry, we'll get there. My heart sings every time. But I guess the payoff is they get longer. Like, they get longer openings, so I guess.
Yeah, which is okay, I guess. Yeah. But this is, I think, my favorite One Piece ending. Like, I've watched all of them, and I think this is the one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Death Parade's opening, Flyers by Bradio. That's like what Pino said. I'm only picking bangers.
I can't argue. I cannot be mad.
That's what I set out to do. This was the fucking opening was the reason why I found Death Parade as a show, and it's good. It's good shit.
Should have been the funky opening podcast. What the hell?
Well, the funky opening podcast is just me just talking about openings for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pido would say at the end, well, he talked about everything I wanted to talk about.
What am I supposed to say?
And then we'd end the episode.
Thank you for joining, everybody.
Oh, but this is a really just, it's maybe my favorite opening this season.
That's
really
a fair
stiff
pick.
Some really stiff competition, though, with all the openings. Like, Beyond the Boundaries opening is a banger. One Piece openings are always good. Vinland Sagas was pretty good. Bobobos were really fun. ReZero's was pretty good. Haikyuu. Like, this was a super good season for openings in particular. And then I think my favorite ending. Ooh, I can't say that because Vinland Saga's second ending is really fucking good. And
dude,
makes me
let's
cry.
Go.
So
all those endings are great, dude.
Yeah, but the one that I had picked to talk about a little bit was Haruhi's second ending, Tomare, which is the one of them in like the school and their faces are shown all around. And this is even though Super Driver's super good, even though all of the first season stuff is really good, this like comes into my head and the visuals and everything like that just sticks with me so much more, even though it's like super simple. And whenever they say Tomare, where it comes up on the screen, I'm like, I gotta dance to it. It's good shit. I love it. Da, 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 da. But yes. Sorry. I know that the openings and endings talk is always Chuck shuts everyone up for 20 minutes so he talks about something.
It's okay. That's why we have the rest of the show. To subsequently shit. I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding.
But it was...
It's wonderful to hear the passionate side of you come out with the OPs and EDs, because it's great. You know, you have that... you're very eloquent, I guess. You're very descriptive. You have that kind of like... I don't know. You're just really passionate about this stuff that at least personally for me, I have struggled always kind of going into that type of descriptions and whatnot. So it's good to have someone who can literally say, hey, Pino, this is how you're supposed to say it. Instead of, it's good.
It's good. It's well, good. That's sometimes that's all I could say as well.
It's like sometimes it's, that's all you need, man.
Yeah, it's just like, well, it was fun. What else do we got? I'm not stalling.
No, it's okay. I mean, we can say what our favorite opening was if you'd like.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, say your openings. What
I don't
you
want
got?
To anymore. Okay. No, I'm kidding. You know, I don't think I'm actually going to talk about an opening. I'm just going to talk about like the soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
and
go
Sailor
for
Moon's
it.
Transformation
yeah, you're
is
the OST guy. Basically,
the Sailor Moon soundtrack for Transformation is still always in my head. It's so good. I think about it like every other day. I'm just like, man, I wish I had a cool Transformation song like that. But a lot of these shows have wonderful like tracks that you can just like as soon as you hear it, you're like. That's a slice of life I don't like. I mean, that's Tamago Market. But no, like a lot of it musically this season was like very diverse, very good. Most of them very much meshed very well. So like I was very impressed, at least on the soundtrack side.
Yeah, I do feel like this season was one that I like really paid attention to the OSTs of these shows because. Obviously, we talk about them and do a little bit of here and there, but especially with, you know, obviously One Piece's OST is a banger. Sailor Moon was really good. Toradora's I really enjoyed as well. Death Parade, Haikyuu.
Bobobo Dr. Stone, drop Bobobo, the ball on a single track.
Yeah, they're like, I've gotten a new appreciation for it this season.
Very good.
Very, very good.
I think the opening that comes to mind immediately is Grand Blues. I love that show, and that opening was really good too. In the water,
that's a One Piece opening. It's just them running on a beach, like every other One Piece opening. That's a good one too. I like listening to the full one on Spotify. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Shoot, the ending was fun too.
Yeah, honorable mention to JoJo.
Yeah, that's like because when I was looking through things, I'm like,
yeah,
when I was looking through things, I'm like, that's cheating.
Shout out to yes,
JoJo.
Yeah, right. And that's why it's like, okay, honorable mention. You know, it's fucking JoJo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Walking Like an Egyptian and the.
Yeah, Last Train Home is.
It grows on me. It's good. It grew on me
from part three. I love Last Train Home. It's so somber and so good.
I guess I really didn't pick an opening. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch thy words. Damn, they're all kind of good, actually. I'll just pick Bubble Bo's second opening just because we're never going to hear from it again.
Oh, I'm so sad. That's still makes Baka me
Survivor.
So sad.
I'm just... sorry, dude. That's the only reason.
Baka Survivor.
It's the only reason I can spell Survivor. Don't ask me.
A-K-S-U-R-V-I-V-O-O.
No, it's Vui.
It's Vui. That's right. Ugh,
good times.
I'm gonna miss Bobo Bo. Yeah, it's been a constant, and no one cares about Bobo Bo except for us.
If we ever listen, if we ever come across just obscene amounts of money, first thing we're gonna do is reboot Bobo Bo.
Dude,
I don't know if that's what we're gonna do.
We'd give it a movie. We wouldn't reboot it, but I mean,
we'd reboot an episode.
We'd give it a movie or something. I think a movie is what we need.
Yeah,
I don't care if no one watches it. It's
for
need
us.
It.
It's a passion project.
We need more Bobo Bo.
The Bobo Bo Theater is proud to present a funky anime podcast production.
Yep, that's it. You did it, Pino.
Exactly.
You figured it out.
With churros on the side, of course.
Churros.
I still go back to that always.
I watched
that entire thing during Christmas, dude. You had to watch the I'll Be Bo for Christmas special, dude. Come on.
Worth it. Yeah, no. That it's still weird to think about that we're done with Bobo Bo.
Yeah. There's a couple shows we can actually say goodbye to this
year. And
then
also HPSJ, the Bobo Bo third ending. So good.
Yeah, dude.
Bobo Bo lives on forever in our hearts.
It's true. I don't think we'll ever have a season where we don't like reference Bobo Bo at least once. Why did I slow down when I said Bobo Bo?
Your brain slowed down because you're thinking about Bobo Bo.
Well, yeah,
because
I was watching Bobo Bo, so my brain shut off for a second.
Good times. It's
very good. Very good. Let's see. What else have we planned? Oh. Guys.
Yeah, what's up?
Welcome to the nth edition of Who's the Best Grill, the part of this filler where each contestant puts forth their choice for best grill
bestest
of the episode
grill.
And duke it out for the title, a bestest grill.
Man.
We will be using every show that we watch this season. Today, our contestants, Pino, Garb, and myself. No Patreon this time.
God, you know what I wish? I wish I remembered who I picked.
If I'm going to be fair, I wrote down four people, and it's kind of just like I'm going to just slap an honorable mention on some of them and just go for my main, but who are we each advocating for?
Oh my God, this is throughout the entire season?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I really wish I did write all of my stuff down.
This is an easy one for me. It's Casca.
Oh, true.
From Berserk.
From Berserker. Get back to me.
So I had four. And so first, Oikawa from Haikyuu. Second, Mirai from Beyond the Boundary. Third, Bon Clay from One Piece. Fourth, Thorkil from Vinland. And just spur of the moment, I'm going to knock out Oikawa because he already gets enough of my love. So I'm going to go for
Bon. Going to get knocked out just like the tournament, dude. Let's go. No, I'm kidding.
I'm going for Bon Clay. I love that boy.
Of course, man. Swans never die and they never say goodbye. Come on.
Bring it on, sister.
Dude, if he were to stray from his path as a man, if he were to stray from his path as a woman.
As a woman.
He would not, but he won't stray from his path of humanity.
I legitimately watch that speech like every couple months. I just think about it and I have to look it up and cry.
One
like
Piece has some of the best speeches.
It's true.
It's true. It's a good
pick.
We're
going to hear one next year.
Nah, dude, it's going to be my favorite speech like out of all time, like in the entire series. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shoot, we had like a lot of good shows. Like I think I picked the basic ones for some of the ones I picked, and for some of the ones you guys picked too, actually. I think ultimately, the one that stands above the rest in my eyes. After these commercial, I'm just kidding. Shoot. Oh my God. Like, I thought about this before, and I still, like, don't know exactly who to pick. Oh my God.
The toilet.
That was you can't go back to season one. Come on. Did I end up picking the Law of Cycles and Magic Madoka? I don't remember.
No, I said I can't pick concepts.
I can't believe I can pick a toilet, but I can't pick a concept.
Well, yeah, because you also said you wanted to pick science for Dr. Stone, and I said no, so then you picked
But science is not a concept, it's a fact.
Science is a concept.
It's a factual concept.
Yes, but it's still a concept.
It's a conceptual fact.
Ah, now you're speaking my conceptually factual language.
Now you're speaking to my language.
All right, you know, I'll be basic, mostly because there's nobody, there's nobody more wholesome and nobody more cuter. I know who I picked for Railgun. I picked Uiharu, so picking her, Flower Girl, come on, dude.
I was waiting you to either pick someone from Railgun or Toradora. Those were my two.
Ironically enough, I was picking from Railgun, from One Piece, from Bobobo, and Toradora. So
yeah. I was expecting Nami.
One Piece goes without.
I don't think I picked Nami this season, or did I?
I don't remember.
I think I picked somebody.
You could have picked Robin as well.
Maybe. I mean, Robin didn't show up that much there. Ah, who cares? Next time I'm writing this shit down.
But hey, Garb, why Casca?
Because she's great, dude. She's a tough ass bitch. And that
cool,
yeah. Like that's it. Wow, man. She kicks ass.
She's cool.
She takes like names and shouldn't take no shit from nobody. Except maybe Guts a little bit, but he's a special exception.
Yeah,
and Griffith.
If you know what I mean.
Well,
yuck.
We don't. No, no.
Yuck.
The band of the hawk.
The band.
You man, that was a fun ass movie, dude.
I picked Griffith as best girl and was like,
no, you did! No, you said you were picking Pippin, and I said, no, that's factually false because I picked Pippin. And you're like, no, I'm pretty sure.
Somebody picked Casca. I didn't pick Casca.
I love Pippin, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Who did I pick?
I probably was like, no, you. I think that you latched onto Pippin as well, and I was like, no, you deserve Pippin. You can have Pippin.
Because
I love Pippin, dude. He's
great. Who did I choose? Did I choose Guts? I don't know who I would have
picked. You probably picked Guts. I don't know who you picked. But it doesn't matter because we're not talking about any of those fuckers. Because Bon Clay is the best.
Hey,
because Bon Clay sacrificed themselves for the good of the crew. He gave my favorite speech in One Piece.
What's better than technology, though? A cute anime girl using technology. Come on.
No, but this man, this woman. Bon Clay is great because he turns into people. He did funny gags with the crew and then he sacrificed himself. And
we'll never see him again, and he
talked to Hina, and then we'll see him later on the story.
What do you mean we'll never see him again? We'll never see him again.
Then what is that dual unit on my One Piece treasure cruise at?
We'll never we'll never see him again. Don't you know all One Piece characters die?
Death is a real thing in One Piece.
Yeah, man. There's no such thing as the Will of P, I swear. Pell? What do you mean? He's dead.
He will never come back, I promise.
Can't believe it. Man, isn't it? This feels good picking, best girls. It's great.
Yeah.
But if you think we're wrong, as always, where can they voice their complaints?
Guys, you can voice your complaints in your trash can. But if you want to email us, you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact@funkyanimepodcast.com. It's great. So we got a couple emails from Alex. Thank you, Alex. First one, a simple request. It has been a while. May I request a group honk?
Honk.
and Chuck to say homie and his Marge Simpson voice. Thank you. That is all.
Homie. Homie.
Good Marge.
Homie.
I don't know. I haven't done hey, a Homer. Marge Simpson.
What are you doing?
Hi, Homer.
We're just Simpson characters.
Yeah, we're just Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
That's Ringo. Well, I guess Ringo's a Simpson.
I was in The Simpson. I was in season two. I hanged a Marge portrait of me on my wall.
Ooh.
That's literally.
When did we make the Ringo? Was that for
Ringo was for Death Note.
Death Note? Why was
he wrote in the Death Note?
Oh, right. Forgot.
That's I'm how tired got of George Paul Harrison. Having the spotlight. I'm going to kill him with the Death Note.
And then there's one more, and it is there, and this is titled "There's One Wrong Answer."
Oh shoot!
Which generation of Pokemon has the best starters?
I don't think I've ever heard it from you guys. This is gonna be great.
You should know mine. You should absolutely know mine.
No, I don't care.
It's Sinnoh. That's it.
That's Gen 4,
you got
right?
a monkey, you got a turtle, and you got a penguin. That's a killer lineup.
Wait, Sinnoh is 5, right?
That's 4.
No,
4.
That's Unova is 5.
Oh, it's... that's the turtle, the snake. Don't tell me I know this other one. The pig, right? There's a turtle.
It's not a turtle though.
It's a frog.
An otter. It's an otter.
It's an Oshawott.
Froakie is generation 6.
No, what's the? Oh yeah. Oh, you're right.
Along with Chespin and the fox.
Oh, Fenneco.
Yeah.
Agretsuko.
Agretsupoko.
So,
but yes, Gen 4, easy. Easy pick.
Let me look at them starters real quick because I only remember a handful.
Yeah. So while you look that up, I'll go over mine. So I actually really like the designs for Gen 2s, Cyndaquil, Totodile, and Chikorita, but they're all monotype and they suck.
That's boring.
For actual battling. Like for actual battling, they fucking suck. But
Gen 4, here he goes again. I'm just kidding. No.
Like Gen 4s are the best, like, with design and type combinations, I think.
Man.
I feel like Gen 6 and Gen 7 also have some pretty dang good type combos.
Yeah, dude, fucking Rowlet kicks ass.
Gen 4 best. Gen 4 best game. What's up, Pino?
Man, I'm stuck between, like, two generations, man.
Which one? Tell us, and then we'll make fun of you for it not being Gen 4.
Well, I'm stuck between Gen 7 and I'm stuck between Gen 3 because I really like owls and seals and cats, but I also like Speedweed. Because you guys
Speedweed.
Really, you guys,
That is the deepest cut you could have ever picked. I do love Torchic and I do love my Speedweed, but
the fact that like Gen 3, like I can equate almost two-thirds of those starters to memes is great.
Yeah, right?
Dude.
But the fact that I fell in love with Popplio when everybody hated him.
Just, yeah, Popplio's the best!
I know, right? And everybody's like, he's a clown!
I had a Popplio and I named him Billy Joel.
I remember that. I can equate memes to these guys too.
Gen 7 has great starters, and on my second playthrough, whenever I did Ultra whichever one, I did pick Popplio, and Popplio's a good pick. Nice. Water Fairy is fun.
Very nice. But I'm picking Gen 1. I'm just kidding. No.
Because obviously...
Because
Charizard is the most unloved Pokemon ever.
I mean, have you played Smash Brothers? I don't see any of the other Pokemon as a fighter in the game. They're all assist trophies. No, I'm picking Gen 3, sadly.
That's fair. Like Gen 3,
that's okay.
Like, actually,
Gen 3 kind of sucks. Though.
Having a water ground type at the start,
Chuck,
like,
I'm gonna murder you. Leave me alone, dude. I know I don't. I know I like the most unpopular one. I think.
Hey, no, and Gen 3 started the fire fighting. Like that was the first one.
Yeah, but
Gen
then
Sinnoh
perfected it. But Gen 4 perfected it. It gave you monkey,
dude. True. Return to monkey,
dude. Reject humanity. Monkey spin.
But no, special shout outs to Gen 6 and 7. Despite me not liking Gen 6, those starters are still really good.
I know this is not even
remotely. And Gen 5. God damn it, I like all these.
Right? It's pretty good. I feel like my ranking of the generations, people really think I'm just a dumb doofus guy. But I think Hoenn's my least favorite region.
Hey man, I just like water, dude. I just like water.
What do you mean, Chuck? You don't like the?
It's a good song, but it's fucking. It's. I just. That. Well, also, I have zero nostalgia for Hoenn. Well, actually, no, that's false. I played it, when I was a little baby. But They
say your first Pokemon game is usually your favorite. Was Gen 4 your favorite?
Sinnoh, baby. It's Sinnoh,
that's
baby.
My problem, dude. I started in Gen 6, but I started with Auras, so that's a little unfortunate.
That is unfortunate, as a matter of fact. That's maybe the worst remake they've made.
Hey, man, I had fun. Man.
No, I had fun too. I
actually
want to
replay
twice.
That right now.
I played through that game twice. Pino, you should definitely not homebrew your 3DS.
I shouldn't, you're right.
Why don't you just... Have you ever played the original, like, Emerald?
Emerald's
pretty
good.
No, I haven't.
You should play Emerald, because that's easy to emulate.
Shush, don't... Nintendo, don't listen to us.
Nintendo,
you
don't make anime,
us,
it's okay.
they're occupied elsewhere. They're not concerned about us.
But yeah, I do... Man, when are we going to do Pokemon podcast?
Man. Never.
What would we go over?
We could watch one of the movies, or we could watch part of the season.
I could talk about my Pichus in my little drawer over here. Aww. On top of my little drawer.
I would
thank you for the Pichu.
if I had to pick,
it's right next to my Mikoto. That's awesome.
If I had to pick, I'd probably pick one of the Gen 4 seasons, just because once again that was like. I did watch, I think, from the first season all the way to, like, X and Y.
So I'm going
to
be honest.
What's up, homie?
I never actually watched a lot of Pokemon as a kid.
Really?
I've watched a couple episodes in between, and that's about it.
Huh.
I watched,
so
like, all
of Diamond. So if you want to add a movie onto the season 4 or season 5, baby,
I'm down.
Honestly,
I'm doing it right now because the first Mewtwo movie is actually, like, fucking super dope.
It's pretty...
Mewtwo Returns is fucking a disgrace, and it's awful.
It's garbage.
You mean Cooler's Revenge? No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah, I don't even know. If I had to pick, I would maybe pick the Lucario and the Mystery of Mew. That's one of
I think
favorites.
I might have seen Lucario movie, I think.
As
is that
well,
the one where
as
he talks?
Well as the Unknown, yes.
God, I see that. I saw that one. I
and
thought that was
also
an episode.
Also the Entei movie. I got big.
Entei. That's the wolf guy season, not season, Gen 2?
Yes.
Nice.
It's one of the three dogs.
As you can see,
anyway,
I am not well-versed in Pokemon, so Pokemon podcast would be great. The Pino
thank you for,
Pokemons.
Thank you for emailing us. I don't know if we'll be doing emails over the next couple fillers, but still send them in.
Yeah. Can't wait
at
to funkyanimepodcast
at gmail.com or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com.
Love y'all.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about the season as a whole?
I like it. We had a lot of good variety. We had a lot of good variety. no, we just had like a good handful of like different things like that I never thought I'd watch or never thought I'd force people to watch. So, I mean, and they were much better than I expected. So I was just like, hey, you know what? Just cheers to anime. This time it wasn't a mistake.
Just this once.
Yeah, just this season. We'll see about next season.
Yeah. What about you, Grumble?
I'm just glad that a lot of the episodes, like we've gotten better at our stride, and got the funny juices.
Yeah, man. It is harder to be funny before the podcast, though, I will admit. We can only act like Marge so many times.
Homie.
Okay, anyways. Homing missile targeted, huh? He's about to do something
strange. I think it's good.
It was a good season. Good season.
It was good.
Third time's a charm,
right?
I think
it's the best. Yeah. Well, fuck. We're going down from here. Oh, but no. It's good stuff. and let's quickly go over some of the thoughts from our viewers. So, Cream Puff thought season was pretty good. Despite a certain host poo-pooing on certain shows, I don't know who.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of me, who's probably talking about me.
I don't think so. As well as the disappearance of Fuck You Pino was hardly noticed, but
I can't. You know what? I noticed it. I was just like, man, I can't believe you guys didn't want me to like continue my win streak. Come on.
Also, so what happens is if what? You send us an email for fuck you, Pino, I usually only pick if you like send it in and it's a character that I don't think any one of us knows. Or, like, from a super obscure show, we probably won't use that just because, I don't know.
What do you mean? I'll be able to get it in one shot every time.
Yeah, it's true. You're not defeated. Undefeated. But, yeah, still send them in if you want to join in to Fuck You, Pino. Keep trying. Maybe I'll pick it once.
Yeah, maybe you'll best me. Not.
Yeah. And then he also thanked us for telling him to read One Piece.
Hey man, that was the biggest shocker. Like that was the renaissance of One Piece there. Look at that. Within this entire season, I've gotten the biggest joy because first Chuck starts reading it. I was just like, I never thought this was gonna happen.
Well, when did I even start reading?
November.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, November last year.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was this season or last season, but that's still been like the highlight. I'm just like, wow, this.
I think it was after we watched the rest of the East Blue.
Yeah.
Saga.
And like ever since then, a lot of people I know have either started reading or watching it. Family members started watching. He's caught up. I'm just like, I can't handle all this One Piece discussion right now. <That's> can't true. Handle all this One Piece talk, but it's great. You know, we're number one, baby. Let's go.
It's good though.
Yeah. So I'm glad you enjoyed it though. Feel free to chat your mind away, man. I love hearing theories. I love making theories. Call also, me the game. Well, no, you can't. That's copyright. But
also, if you want to talk to One Piece about us, join our Patreon. It's $1, and we have a bunch of specific chats for like Love Live, for Dragon Ball, JoJo's, and One Piece, and then anime openings, etc.
Yeah, man.
So join if you want to. At least one of us is usually always there. Yeah, and we talk about the shows that we watch. We have specific chats for what we watch next and everything. So
you can got check a stream us out. Chat when we do streams.
Yeah, and Woo-hoo. You could talk to us. And then Sid said that the episode that stood out for him was Madoka, obviously, because I was very fair and unbiased.
Hey, man, I remember that too, dude. Sid, I'm sorry, man.
One more thing about Cream Puff. He said the show diversity this season was fantastic. I can agree. We did a lot of different things this season, which was good.
Got to keep it spicy, my friend. Spicy. I also like how many shows we watched that kind of coincided with their either season twos coming up or like announcements of further development into the series and whatnot.
And I don't think we ever planned that. Like it just always was like, oh, cool. Well, maybe we'll get a couple extra boosts from that.
The only negative one was, like, I think we watched Madoka, and I think maybe a couple weeks or months later, it was just like, oh, yeah, we're shutting down the mobile game. I'm like, ooh. That's our bad. Yikes. Sorry.
It's because you were so negative on it, Chuck. That's what happens. You cursed
they
it.
They said, ah.
You did
good.
He said the it best host it. Hates it. We got to get rid of it now.
Wow. Sucks ass. And, hey, Bobobo got a Blu-ray release, like, around one of the times.
We did.
When we watched the third one
last season.
Yeah, no, when we finally watched Bobo, I think it was just released because it was announced when we watched the last season and was released when we finally watched.
I still need to buy that because I really want that.
Yeah, man. Like we got the what's the chat in this one's called the Fap Seance. Yeah, man. We got a lot of good ones this one.
Like we were talking about Kekkai Sensen, who had Bump of Chicken and Studio Bones in Kekkai Sensen, and literally the next day. The Pokemon music video with Bump of Chicken and animated by Studio Bones was released. Same thing with Heaven's Lost Property. They finally put the movies back on Funimation.
Hey, I still haven't watched them. I'm such a liar.
I bashed Flowers of Evil, and then Flowers of Evil was removed from streaming services.
Damn, Chuck, what did you do?
And also, we talked about Jotaro, and then the actor who played Jotaro in the live-action movies was arrested for marijuana possession.
You hate to see it. Well, yeah, you hate to see it.
I'll toke one up in his honor.
Yeah, amen. Since I clicked away from that. And then Axel.
Yeah, we call her Axel.
Yeah, Axel, she said season was great. And throughout this nutty year, it was comforting to hear us talk, and, you know, have a dynamic. And it keeps things interesting, even when things get heated.
We get heated because we love each. Well, because we love to talk about anime. I love you guys.
And then enjoy that the season contained more extraneous content, like the figure discussion and the miscellaneous section where you guys discussed what you're currently watching. Yeah, I know that we've all kind of talked about this a little bit and trying to
throw some more in there.
We gotta get the
shake
flow.
Up the formula. The shake up the formula.
Yeah,
man. And we'll continue to do that and like this. You know, I know that we do this every season, but I like doing these sort of less structured, more podcasty type shows, if you will.
At least every now and then. Like, you know, if we were to do this every time, it'd be chaos.
I still very much love watching shows, and, like, that's never going to change, I don't think, because, like, there's infinite shows.
So much variety.
We can watch. Yeah, like, there's no... I feel like the only genre that we don't touch on enough is probably mecha, that sort of thing, because we... touch slice of life, we touch drama, we do those sort of
we'll
action
have shows. Our fair share of mecha here before.
No,
too
I know
long.
I know we have, because we've done some sleepy boys on Gurren Lagann and Darling in the Franxx. Fuck Darling in the Franxx, by the way. But you know, I think you know, we're and keep recommending to us, and also if you're in the Patreon top tier level, you can make us watch something.
Yeah, shout us the shows you recommended us, guys. Then I'll bash them. Very good to finally watch some of these that have been on my list. So
they were kind of garbo, though.
You know what? You can have your opinion. I wanted to say something about your elbow, but I didn't want to, for real.
I'm not.
Jamie,
I'm not
would
sorry.
You like
you
to make comments on this season? Well, now you're going to go that way? Yeah?
Oh, Jamie!
Yeah?
Oh!
Really? You thought it sucked? Oh, you just want food? Yeah.
I love Jamie.
Jamie, please!
Jamie,
you couldn't ever be in the same room as Charlie because you would try to kill him.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Charlie is... I mean, he's got a pompadour. I think he'd come up on
Charlie,
top, dude.
Charlie, he might, actually. He's your pet, so... Well, not pet. He's, you know... He's his own owner. But
no,
Charlie
is our creator. We only exist because
he's
Charlie
the CEO,
does.
Dude.
The CEO of FAP Incorporated.
Who do you think is
that's
in charge of
the
money?
C
is Charlie.
Stands for.
It's true. But yeah, it's good. Do we got anything else we want to talk about?
What other kind of filler have we got?
Well, yeah, that was going to be my next point if we didn't have anything else to talk about.
I think we kind of said it all. We got our checklist done. We got our best grills over with.
Yeah.
I mean, everything seems pretty chill. Thank you guys for sticking with us, at least for the third season. Yeah, man. It's been a rough year, but, you know, we're here. We're vibing.
Yeah, I hopefully that we can... keep you giggling, even just a little bit.
Yeah, or cringing. It doesn't matter. I accept either at this point. I'm not picky.
Sometimes you gotta cringe a little to live a little.
Hey, man. Facts.
Facts.
I would know. Right.
I probably would, too.
So, this... little off season, we actually have Pino is going to be taking the reins for both of them, but you only announce one, and right now, and then next time we'll announce the other one.
You mean I don't get a vacation? I'm just kidding.
No, you do not.
I can't believe it. Well,
you've been moral support for too long.
You're right.
Finally, I finally got to throw your weight around,
dude. Apathy. It's fun being apathetic. No, I'm kidding. No. All right. Well, for the filler, we're going to be watching two shows for fun. Firstly, we're going to watch the filler in between the post-Alabasta arc and pre-Skypiea arc so we can get caught up for maybe watching it next season. But we're going to watch some of the filler episodes. I believe there's, 13 in total? At least that's what I think I put in the chat. But yeah, we're going to be watching through some of those, so get excited for that. And after that, we are going to be finally, after such a long...
Don't spoil it.
Well, we're just going to go back to a certain location that we haven't seen in a long time. How about that?
But that's it. That's all you know.
Yeah.
That's it. And you'll have to listen to our next episode if you want to know.
Exactly.
But yes, from what we're looking at, we are looking at, for One Piece, episodes 131 to 143. So right after Alabasta to right before Jaya.
Man, we're going to get another set of fillers. I think, did I make you guys skip the Grandpa Ryu stuff? The with the little girl?
No, we watched that. That was not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it had Eric, and then Nami murdered him, and that's the first murder. It was the first murder in One Piece because that man can't swim.
It was on screen death. It was very funny. It's
great, but these ones, there's like three or four arcs.
It yelled at me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was like, Chuck, I just wanted to talk about One Piece. I'm sorry.
No, go for it.
There's like a couple arcs, I guess filler arcs in between. Some long, some good. Are they? You know, worth it? We'll tell you that when we watch it.
Who could say?
Yeah, so get excited, dude.
But yes, thank you for listening to this wonderful episode of the Funky Anime Podcast. You can find all of our information at funkyanimepodcast.com. And is there anything else we want to... Well, just do it if you want to give us money. You could do that.
How it's close easy. Were we to what's it called, the caramel dancing?
I don't so even know close. What that is.
Oh,
I don't think we're that close. But yes, if you just if you want to be friends, we'll be there. Maybe if you want to talk, we might be there.
Do you want to watch me play Dark Souls? Sure.
Maybe.
You still need to be Bed of Chaos. Oh my.
Yeah, I don't even remember what we stopped at.
It was Bed of Chaos.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Man, at least it's not a Flower of Evil, am I right? You know what? That's my favorite running joke this season. Was it the professional laugh this season or was that last season?
I don't know. Who could say?
We're between seasons. It's both at the same time.
This isn't canon, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, this is in an innocuous space time.
Charlie right. being our creator, that is canon, though. That is right. real.
That's we can just have we can part. Just have like the One Piece giant laughs. Yug yug yug
yug yug yug
yug yug. Yeah, ba okay.
Yug 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 yug. But yeah, thank you for listening to the Funky Anime Podcast. I've been Chuck. This has been. Also, Garb.
Hi. Goodbye.
And Pino.
Hey.
And that's it. Thank you for listening. Get Tell out your here. Mom you love her. And we'll see y'all next time for some fun One Piece.
And if you skip fillers, well, screw you. We'll see you in season 4, I guess.
Bye.
See you, man.